conversation before about Drake, and he continues to dazzle.
You've had a lot of young stars. What makes them different from all the other
guys? I just think the baseball field is a bright kid, got a lot of talent, he works extremely hard, and he's a good baseball player. I think he can make adjustments on the fly, and he's got a good sense of the game, and especially as a catcher. And, you know, he's okay. He's a big, strong kid. And so it's just a lot going on.
You talk about those adjustments. Is it ever easy to forget that this is a rookie and not a 5-year vet at dish?
Yeah, I said it reminds me of Brian McCann a lot. You know, Matt came up in the same way. You know, the above his years behind the plate and an offensive player, and you know, Drake's right there with him.
You notice anything, like small little things that he does in terms of preparation or?
No, I mean, he's very consistent in his study. And I know he's always in Cranny's ear about game planning. And he, you know, every time I go by the video room, he's in there, you know, doing his work and breaking hitters down, which is something that you have to do. And that's a tool and a resource in today's game that you have to do, but he does. And he's just real consistent in his work. I think he's got kind of an even keel. I don't see him ever, the moment being too big or letting things get away from him. I mean, he's got a really good, temperament about him, keeping low game down really well for a young guy. It's a big thing.
You managed quite a few courses a year. Do you feel like, I know it's something you're really concerned about right now, but you feel like that he fits the bill for something?
Oh, he fits
like
the bill, yeah. He's right there in all of the categories for sure. And I think at the end of the year, he's going like this. Won't surprise me then.
He seems to be pretty humble, too.
Yeah, no, he's a wonderful young man. He really just is. You know, I've never met his parents, but I'm sure if I had, or if I do, I'll understand why. And, but yeah, he's just, he's another one, like I said about him, he's another one really easy to do for.
As far as defense goes, too, I mean, yeah, you kind of saw what the Marlins tonight behind the plate wasn't exactly clean. When you talk about catchers sometimes, to be a good catcher, don't even, you know, notice he's back there. Do you see
that? That's usually, I've had an old scout that we had here one time say, when he went along to scout a player, if he didn't remember the catcher, he went back the next day and watched him.
That's kind of like Drake.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't notice a catcher, they're probably doing really, really well.
I know there was a lot of noise, outside noise, about a week ago with Iggy and Marcel, and it could be around how nice it would see them both make a big crowd.
No, it's been great. I mean, I was glad that they were still here because they are two such great teammates and care and work really hard and meant a lot to us over the years. And so it's nice when, you know, they're high character guys and you can lose those kind of guys because they're great in that room. And, my hope is they both can just finish as good as they can right now.
Carlos has been around for a while, but for him to rebound after that second inning, how hard is it?
Yeah, you need the poise and the experience that he has in order to do that and never panic. He never panicked. You know, I looked at him, he wasn't like he was just crazy wild. He would just miss it. And you know, his stuff was moving a lot, but he stayed with everything. And to get into, you know, 5 2/3 was an awesome feat in itself. And two, just to limit, you know, damage after that and give us a chance to win the game. We did. So I think probably a guy with his experience and you know, he's been a very successful major leaguer. You know, so he didn't panic and he just stayed the course and gave us a chance.
Seemed like Cornelius had a couple of solid bats in terms of working the count. What have you
done? Yeah, no, you know what? The thing that I liked about him is the first swing, he was giving himself a chance. And he was aggressive, he got to hit off sale this afternoon. But then when he got up, when he got in the game, you know, he was giving himself a chance to be a good big batter at 20. You know, put the ball in play, and you know, he had a big topper single and scored a go ahead run or tying run, whatever. And he did a nice job. And the versatility is really nice to have a guy like that too. That can, you know, play all over the diamond, and he's been in the outfield, I think, over 60 games in his pro career. So, nice to have a guy like that.
Last question. Thanks.
Thank you.